a podcast of Origin players' favourite moments. One of the great tackles of all time in Origin history.
Hodgson around to Carey. Hodgson lassoed by Talas. Look at Talas. Look at Talas. He drags him over.
What a fun night that was. And the bloke who performed the tackle like he was a hammer thrower for Australia at the Olympics, Gordy Talas, Origin legend. Hello, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Before I discovered that you're an Origin legend, I just thought you were a lovely bloke that enjoyed a beer at the No BS lunch with the Triple M boys down in Sydney. Then I realised how important you were. Tell us, what is your greatest Origin memory?
I suppose there's so many. I think the Mark Coyne try in 1994. It goes through and it just typifies Queensland not giving up, but it wasn't one guy's moment. I think it was, you know, the whole team. I think it went through probably 11 or 12.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And Mark Coyne ends up scoring right over in the far corner, and Queensland weren't really in that game, but it's just typical Queensland spirit.
We've heard back in the day that Wally used to drive the bus and he was a bit of a prankster in his time. When you were playing, who kind of held that role?
Well, my first ever game, Robin, was in 1994. It was at the MCG on June 6, 1994, I think, in front of 87,000. And Wally was the coach when I was seven. State of Origin 1 was played. So, you know, fast forward another 13 years.
And he was the coach.
Wally Laws was the coach and Mel Meninga is my captain. And as a young kid growing up in North Queensland and having two of your idols, you know, two of your heroes, and you get to spend 2 weeks with them, you know, through this Origin period was unbelievable. But Wally did drive the bus and it was so cool, but I was a kid in a candy shop.
Well, I'll ask you a serious one. 11 debutants when Origin's all about experience. Those people have never seen the pace of the game, and anyone who's gone from club level to state level to test level, etc., in any sport, we realise that's what'll kill them, won't it? The 11 people will have never seen anything like it in their life, and they won't have enough experienced people to cope.
Well, Marta, I'm a little bit worried because I did it to 10. When we lost that hand grenade series,
when Fletch threw the hand grenade, yeah.
Well, in 2001, we brought in 10. So, like, I had that burning desire for that not to happen. That was the most embarrassing moment I've ever had on a footy field. So,
did we lose that game when we brought 10 newies in?
No. That was the last ever game at Lane Park. We beat them 36 points to 10 or something like that. We actually put the score to them. So, and then Alfie come back in game 3. So we actually turned the series around. So, but like what you need is an experienced guy that was hurting, and that was myself and Shane Webke and Darren Lockyer, and then we brought in 10 young guys that didn't have any baggage, they didn't have anything, and they brought the enthusiasm, and I suppose we just had to give them the confidence. So these men have gone through what New South Wales have gone through twice, obviously with the Neville Nobodies, you know, when Gilly, when they had that side when Super League broke, and then the 2001 Queensland side did it as well.
I want to talk about a bloke who played 224 times for the Raiders, played 17 Origin games for Queensland. He's been manager forever. He's the eldest of the three-man Walters family. He joins us now. Steve Boxhead Walters, morning, mate.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, Steve, before we get started talking about Origin, there's something really important I just need to ask you.
Yeah.
We're going to take you way back to 1987 to the Queanbeyan Motor Inn.
Oh, okay.
Well, you with me?
Like
okay.
This is a bit more fun than footy.
This would be, what, your second year at the Raiders?
Mm.
Yeah, 22 I would have been that year, so yeah.
Okay.
Good looking boy.
So, you remembering that time?
Vaguely, yeah, but I'll need a bit more detail.
Okay, well, do you remember meeting our moon man?
Lawrence Mooney.
Oh, okay. I do remember meeting you previously. I couldn't remember back that far, but I remember meeting the Moon Man before, yes.
Yeah,
deep voice, very cool voice, mate. I remember that voice.
Yeah, Steve, I was living at the Queanbeyan Motor Inn because I was working for the customs service, and your girlfriend at the time worked on the front desk.
She did, yeah, Sharon.
Sharon, that's right.
Sharon and
Bob. There you go, mate. Hey, so, happy days. I thought you were going down a different path when you started off.
I could tell by the nerves in your voice where you go, okay, what room number was it?
Were the rooms hourly rate?
No, but
I thought, I'm too old, I can't get fines. Now I'm 53, they can't fine me now.
But that's why I became a Raiders supporter, because you invited me to the games, and then underneath the stand, that's where I met Sam Bacco and Mal Meninga and all the boys. So thanks very much for making me a Raiders fan.
Oh. Good
on you, mate. You get on the Maroons now. That's your next step. Get on the,
absolutely.
Get on the now, what do you do about that? Moon's moved up from Victoria. He automatically becomes. I don't expect New South Wales people to become Maroon supporters, but you do Victorians, don't you?
Yeah, temporary support, mate. You've got to, no, I don't like it when people come from New South Wales and they say, oh, I go for Queensland now. That's not how it should be. You've got to stick solid, haven't you?
How are we going with Origin, Steve? There's been a lot of conjecture, you know, with the team, and are we going to win this one?
Oh, I think we're in big trouble. The coach looks like he's ordinary to me. I don't know if he knows what he's doing. I think he's sorted out pretty quick. Nah, we're going to... Everyone's obviously, there's going to be a few changes and a few challenges, but there's challenges every year in State of Origin. That's what it's all about.
You still manager?
Yeah. I'm lucky, mate. I've had a great job there. 18 years this year, so been very lucky. And we've got a good team still, you know. People forget that. We're missing some of our great players, but we've got some good ones coming in, and I'm really excited.
Look back on your own career, mate. What was your favourite Origin moment in your playing career?
Well, that's an easy one for me, because the last year that Wally played in the series I played, and in those days, Queensland used to have a captain's award, they call it. So the captain picked who he thought was the best player in the series, and he picked me, so that's my money, easy. 1991. Because Wally Lewis picked it. That's all you want when you're a young fella, you know. So.
Oh, that's too good.
Look at you.
Quite simply, this is one of the greatest men ever to pull on a Queensland jersey. You might know him reading the sport on Channel 7, but most people remember him. 21 times he played Origin for Queensland between 98 and 2004. A legend. Shane Webby, morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well, right. Shane.
I'm not sure I deserve that intro, but thank you all the same.
Bite your tongue, Shane. Of course you do.
Anyway, yeah.
Mate, the game was won up front. How many tries did you score in Origin? I bet you it wasn't many, but you provided plenty.
Well, exactly one. One try, and I'll never forget it. And it is my favourite Origin moment of all time, of course.
Well, let's go straight there.
Well, Alfie gets the ball. Now, my recollection is it was 50 to 60 metres out.
Yes.
And gave it to me on the inside.
Yes.
And I bustled through a hole, ran that 50 or 60 metres to the try line, and scored. In reality, it was probably 3 or 4 metres off the line, and I sort of almost tripped over and got to the line. But nonetheless, it was my only Origin try, and it was fantastic.
What year was that?
98.
Oh, your first year. And then there was just an 8-year drought after that.
Yeah, it was a bit of a void after that.
Anyone could have a bad 8 years.
Exactly.
Everybody we've spoken to this week talks about the fun and the laughter and the pure enjoyment of being part of the squad. Was that the same for you?
Look, my recollection was there was definitely that, but I think you cannot understate the pressure that is involved and the weight of expectation in the Queensland side particularly, because, you know, Queenslanders take this so seriously and love the concept of Origin, and, you know, and that's always been our great strength as a Queensland side. But in that, as a young footballer going into that, and I had the great good fortune of a bloke like Choppy Close being the team manager. He really, you know, he took all the younger blokes under his wing always and made us feel how important it was. But there is a heck of a lot of pressure, a heck of a lot of enjoyment too. But the weight of expectation, I do recollect that as being the strongest emotion out of anything that was going on. And then after a relation, when you actually won a game or won a series.
Shane, do you miss it? Do you miss playing? Do you miss being a part of it?
Not really, no. To be honest, I was an accidental footballer in some respects. It never was my great ambition to be a professional rugby league player. I loved the game. I loved playing it when I was a kid. And it was more or less an accident that Wayne came and watched. He came up to Toowoomba where I'm from to watch Stephen Price play.
Hey.
And he signed me.
Good Lord. And then you and Pricey, you know, were together for many years as well.
Yeah, no, it's the idea. I've known Pricey my whole life. And so... It's a great point of contention between him and I love telling the story, because Pricey was dead set going to be a footballer and always wanted to be, and always wanted to be a Bronco from what I can recollect. That Wayne came up to get him and find me, he's just...
You stole his dream.
Good name for a biography, the accidental footballer.
And on every stage, I tell that story.
There's a large club of people, about 30 of them, who have played one game of Origin, just one. And I want to stress to you that they've played one game of Origin more than you, me,
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
There is still a vast minority in society. If you've played Origin, just one game, you're a hero.
I want to talk about one of those heroes. Adrian Vales, how are you, mate?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Good, mate. Can you remind everyone what game it was? It did have a fair bit of significance.
Yeah, it was 1994, game two. So it was the first game in Melbourne. First game played at the MCG. So we had crowd 87,000 people. So it was quite a big event.
How did you get there, Adrian? Who were you playing for?
I was playing at the time for the Gold Coast Seagulls. Had a number of years there and then got a late call-up for Steve Renouf, actually. He was injured, so I got a call-up on the Saturday morning. Mm.
So it's, you know, 25-odd years ago. What is your greatest memory from that time?
It's one of the funniest memories was we were getting ready in the dressing room and all of a sudden Alfie Langer goes in the toilet and he's vomiting. And I'm terrified. I'm thinking, well, he's played all these Origins and he's vomiting that nervous before a game. How bad must it be? One of the blokes said, nah, it's all right. He does that before every game. I was going, oh, thank goodness.
Wow.
Now, Adrian, I'm sure you know the stories. Now, Alfie still thinks every day is his birthday when he's in Origin camp these days. There would have been a lot of fun and hijinks in those days, wouldn't it?
It was probably the funniest 4 days of my life. So we had Wally as a coach. Yeah. Wally as the bus driver. If you ever heard the tales of Wally as a bus driver, that, you know, and Alfie down the back, you know. So, you know, Wally, I bet you 20 cents you won't handbrake it around the corner, you know, and sure enough, handbrake the bus around the corner. It was just funny, you know. You just never stop laughing because...
Adrian, let's just stop down on that. Great. Can you guys imagine Wally Lewis drove a full... Like, it wasn't just a mini bus. It was a fairly big-sized bus. But he used to slam... If anyone was standing up, just confirm this, Adrian. If anyone was standing up in the aisles, Wally would slam his feet on the brakes and they'd go running. Somebody cut their head one day on the front windscreen because they came charging. They fell down the aisle and split their head open. Adrian, can you confirm any of that?
That was...
Was it Jacko?
Yeah. Great. We would stop. He would turn the bus off and then start the bus and take off if you stood up. So everyone had to wait until he hopped clean out of the bus, shut his door, then everyone got up and got out of the bus.
Thanks for this morning, mate.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Hey, guys. Adrian Vales. It's the Big Breakfast on Brisbane's Triple M.
He had a shocker in his first game. Justin Hodges, good morning.
Thanks, Marto. Thanks for the intro. It's beautiful.
Well, tell everybody, because I keep on going, mate, they don't know what's going to hit them. When you get into Origin, it is a different beast. Can you tell everyone what it's like?
Yeah, look, it is a different beast. And I was listening to Jack DeBellin and Freddie Fittler talk yesterday. And DeBellin, yeah, what he was saying was almost 100% right. But at the end of the day, you can't really comment on it until you've been out in the middle and, you know, it's all well and good when you think you're going to go there and bash people and you're going to do this and do that. I thought that too, and I ended up getting best players in New South Wales my first year. So it is tough. It's 80 minutes or 90 minutes of the toughest football. It's end-to-end stuff. You know, it comes down to big moments and big players. So at the moment, I think, you know, New South Wales haven't had a big player step up for a very long time. So, you know, Queensland, we've always had a lot of champions on our side, and it gives new guys like Benny Hunt and Cameron Munster a chance as well. So, you know, Munster was massive last year. So, look, Origin football, like you said, mate, is a different beast and it's going to challenge you in all different ways.
So, what was it in that first game that Marto's alluding to?
3-2 balls. I heard, can you imagine, like, was it? Well, it would have been about 45,000 people, and I heard Darren Lockie's voice out of all of them to pass him the ball. So I passed him the ball and he didn't catch him. And New South Wales ended up scoring twice off him.
Oh, dear. Mm.
Hold on. It was a crap pass.
He called for it. So I thought, I think. And then with about 25 minutes to go, I got the hook or he pulled me off the field.
Mm. Well, okay. So that's the worst of the moments. What was your best Origin moment?
My best Origin moment would have been my last, for sure, Robin. I think 2015 when we absolutely smashed New South Wales here at home, being my last Origin, you know, and playing in front of all the Queenslanders at home, you know, you can see the last 20 minutes, everyone was doing the Mexican wave because I knew the game was over almost by half time. Yeah. We ended up giving them a big thrash. And, you know, just to share that experience with all the teammates, you know, my family, friends in the crowd, and obviously all the supporters that turned out and watched us that night. Was unbelievable feeling. You know, what it means to wear that Queensland jersey. You know, you're doing it for every Queenslander.
Yeah.
Just today, I don't have that feeling no more. That's something that gets taken away from you. You miss. So, to answer your question, yeah, look, I'd love to be out there, you know, bashing these followers one more time.
One of the great Maroons, Justin Hodges, joins us all thanks to Fox Sports. Thanks for joining us this morning, Justin.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
We got a bloke who played 13 seasons of NRL, who played a large chunk of the Origin era in the early 2000s. In fact, we'll check with him. Were you the bloke, Mick Crocker, that handed Cam Smith your hooking jersey at one stage?
Oh, Ham, it's actually a really good trivia question, because if you say who played number 9 for Queensland before Cam Smith, anyone but me.
Why is that?
Because he wasn't even a hooker.
I came in, I was a bench player for the Roosters and playing a little bit of hooker, so yeah, I think we were short on options at the time.
But you're also the guy that got a ball to the head, correct?
A falcon.
I showed us some of your Origin highlights, mate, and that falcon in 2008.
I still have the actual golden falcon trophy. It's got my name and then in brackets eternal. I watched the replay again last night. It is one of the worst concussions I had, but I actually tore my glute.
Really?
On the way down, because I buckled under my leg, so it was a double whammy.
Did you?
Caved in and rip your bottom open.
That's the funniest moment of your Origin career. Was there one that sticks out? One wonderful moment, whether you finished with playing last games with some of these other guys. Is there one moment?
Oh, I think there's a couple. There's obviously, as a player, the first time I ran out at Lang Park or Suncorp Stadium, and just the it was a dead rubber, but it was a full house, and the noise and the atmosphere and everything. It gives you tingles, like, just thinking about it, because it's just something you can't describe. And then I think in general, there's two moments. There's one was Cam Smith's performance in Game 3 last year, which was just something I don't think anybody has seen in rugby league before. And one thing which really excites me about tonight's game is it was when Greg Inglis was playing fullback for Queensland. I think Bill Slater was out maybe in 2012.
Uh-huh.
And I was sat at home watching on TV, and we had 4 or 5 sets of defence on our own line, and you saw an image of Greg just throwing his arms up into the air to get the crowd behind them, and yeah, it just, you could hear the noise through the TV, and it was just a special moment. We ended up holding them out and won by 1 point.
How many punches do you reckon you threw in your Origin career? I'm going to say 60.
Oh, wow.
A lot of them were 10 at a time.
Oh.
Like one guy's head cocked 10 in a row.
I actually only had 2 fights in Origin. One
really?
Was, Mark O'Mealy. And
I reckon you would have thrown 20.
No, I reckon 10? I threw 6 and landed 2. So.
That's not a
great strike.
I've seen a lot of replays. Can I just text something? This Carlton Dry promotion you're doing. Now, either you or Gallen, it says the loser is going to be plastered across billboards in enemy territory. So if we beat New South Wales, we get to look at Paul Gallen in the nude. That's hardly winning. Anyone?
I think it's more the embarrassment of Gal having to be nude up on a billboard in Queensland. So
is that but his body? No, seriously,
he's still,
is that
he's
your
still
body?
Playing.
Have you guys got the? I've not seen the images, so
I've got. I just passed them to Rob.
I've got them.
There's a lot more for me to lose. Obviously, Gal's a professional athlete, training 5 or 6 days a week. I'm 5 years in retirement, so
drinking beer.
No. Based on this photo, you're okay.
A glowing Robin Bailey endorsement. Carlton Dry, the official beer of State of Origin. Let the game decide. You can win a share of up to $17 million in prizes. Letthegamedecide.com. Mick Crocker, an Origin great. Thanks for joining us. It's the big breakfast on Brisbane's Triple M.